Here's the numerology again. In our new histone DNA structure, there are four tetraplexes, that is, eight intercalated duplexes of DNA associated with each octamer core, distributed as two duplexes in each of the octamer's four corners. Each of those eight duplexes has an average of 31 base pairs of DNA. So the total base pair count for the entire histone octamer is 8 times that number, or 248. But since, as we just saw above, only half that DNA is uniquely associated with any given histone octamer, the other half being associated with the two adjacent histone octamers, the actual base pair count, that is, the count of base pairs uniquely associated by salt bridges with a single octamer core, is half of that, or 124. Relative to the current superhelical ramp model of DNA binding, 124 represents a decrement of about 22 base pairs, or about 28% fewer base pairs than are found in the current model, which would be a cause of great consternation to me, except for the fact that the current twisted model is based upon an in vitro crystal structure made from purified reconstituted histone subunits with added DNA. I reiterate that I greatly respect the superhelical ramp model, and I cannot doubt that anything so non-random with respect to the placement and number of basic amino acid residues has some sort of function in life. But I doubt that that function is the regular storage of DNA in a form amenable to the everyday working processes of the cell. I should add that the DNA protein ratio of our new structure could be increased by increasing the spacing between adjacent octamers. But I have no basis for assigning any one spacing over any other, wherefore I have pushed adjacent octamers as close together as possible. The subject of octamer spacing in the new model is discussed further below.